Great to have your company on Sports Day. Thanks to Repco Authorised Service for expert car service. Book online at repcoservice.com. We're talking State of Origin Rugby League last night. New South Wales did a number on Queensland, 44 points to 12. And John Saxon's the CEO of NRLWA. And, of course, so much attention on the West over the past 4 or 5 days. John, thanks for your time. And you must have been delighted with the crowd of 59,000 plus and the spectacle that Perth put on.
Yeah, it was magic, Skeet, and good evening, Adam, as well. Guys, what can you say? I mean, I think the spectacle, the passion, the electric atmosphere that was evident there at Optus Stadium last night. It was to see 60,000 people, or just short of 60,000 people, predominantly West Australians, watching two alien states, being Queensland and New South Wales, go at it. It was really encouraging for the game of rugby league moving forward. And interesting, I noticed one of the headlines in one of the New South Wales papers today, I think, was Perthquake, which I thought was pretty appropriate in terms of, I guess, the way that the Blues did a job on the Maroons in that second half, guys.
And as we said, this is our second State of Origin encounter in the West. The NRL heavyweights were in town. What was the impression you got from them with regards to the importance of WA to the national fabric of the game, but also Origin on an irregular basis being played here?
I think the hierarchy of the NRL, Skeet, loved coming to Perth. As you say, this is the second time. The first outing in 2019 was a sellout. This one was a sellout, again, 59,000 plus, just under the 60,000 mark. So I don't think there's any doubt that we'll be seeing Origin come back to Perth on a pretty well a regular basis, probably a three-yearly basis, because I think games also have to be shared with Adelaide and Melbourne as well as obviously the annual games in Brisbane and Sydney. But in terms of the future of the game here, yes, there was a lot of the NRL hierarchy in town, a lot of commissioners, and certainly Andrew Abdo, they would certainly be leaving Perth knowing that there is a huge appetite for a franchise in this city moving forward. I think everyone got in their ears, in particular a lot of the politicians, Minister Roger Cook being one, Peter Tinley and a number of other people in the function that I was at last night, and you were there too, Skeet, of course, enjoying it. And I think also the lasting impression is that, 60,000 people from Western Australia turning up last night to watch rugby league, it is the shop front of rugby league State of Origin. And I think that that really sends a very strong message, in my opinion, back to headquarters, that there is a demand and interest and appetite in rugby league moving forward, and it can only help our cause for a franchise here in the future.
We all certainly hope that is the case, John. I feel like we've had this discussion quite a few times over the last few years, and we all keep pushing, and there's great support here in WA. But what needs to happen? What can we do to actually get something moving? And what's sort of the time frame in your mind for the NRL commissioner to make a decision on a potential franchise here in the West?
Yeah, perhaps it's a good question, and you're absolutely right. We have had several false starts in the past. It's been extremely frustrating for the stakeholders of the game here. But what I'm taking out of what's happened in the last 24 hours, I think it's the most positive signs I have had that Perth is really front and centre in the conversations for the 18th franchise. We know the Dolphins come in next year. But the NRL have started the vision for the 18th, which is a far more practical number rather than 17 in the national competition. But I think the CEO, Andrew Abdo, of course, he made some comments last night about to expect an invitation in the months ahead for expressions of interest from interested parties for the 18th franchise. He has told us that. That's a very positive step forward for us, because we've never really had that official invitation. So it appears that is coming. That's very, very positive. But also ongoing are these conversations with the North Sydney Bears, We know that Daniel Dixon, the chairman of the North Sydney Bears, has been in town the last 48 hours. He's got meetings again tonight and tomorrow in relation to a possible, I guess, call it a joint venture between the North Sydney Bears and Western Australia in terms of a combined bid for the 18th franchise. Also, Billy Moore, one of the board members, apart from being a Queensland legend, he's also a board member on the North Sydney Bears board, and he is in town as well, attending those meetings. So I'm optimistic that some very positive discussions will take place over the next 24 hours in relation to that possible collaboration between the Bears and Western Australia. At the end of the day, whatever it takes for us to get into that competition, it's very important for the game of rugby league in Western Australia, I feel, for us to get that 18th franchise. And I'm confident that stakeholders here, interested parties, will put our best foot forward when it's called upon.
John Saxon, the CEO of NRLWA, joining us on Sports Day. In brief, Sacco, it's a case of the North Sydney Bears cooperation or partnership looks the most likely outcome at this stage. We believe Peter Volandis is receptive to that possibility. Home games in WA, but also playing some of their away games at the picturesque North Sydney Oval. Is that roughly how it's been plotted?
Yeah, you're right, Skeet. It's probably you've probably encapsulated the concept pretty well. The team would be based out of Perth. It would be a West Australian franchise. It would have to be branded the Bears, whatever that might look like. I would imagine, be it the bi-coastal Bears, the West Coast Bears, whatever that might be. But that tapping into the power and the heritage of that North Sydney Bears brand is a really powerful thing. There's still a lot of fans and members that exist around this country, for their beloved North Sydney Bears. But playing a number of games, yes, in Sydney at North Sydney Oval, perhaps even the odd game regionally in New South Wales, but the majority of the games would be played here in Perth indeed.
Sacco, we didn't get the result we wanted last night, being Queenslanders, but the series is beautifully poised at one game apiece. Of course, both sides head to Queensland and Suncorp Stadium. Should be an absolute beauty to decide it. And there'll be a few sore celebrities or politicians this afternoon after having a game of touch football this morning. Everyone got through unscathed, I'm hoping, and hopefully the bodies aren't going to punish them over the next 24 hours.
Yeah, well, I don't know about getting through unscathed, Skeet, but I certainly got banged up, mate. but it was a terrific game. We kicked off at about 20 past 7 this morning at Optus Stadium. We used the same dressing rooms as the Maroons and the Blues, and we had the national anthem. And, it was a star-studded lineup. We had Billy Moore playing for Queensland. We had Robbie Farah playing for the Blues. We had Damian Martin playing for the Blues as well. And a lot of the politicians, our Deputy Premier, Roger Cook, Peter Tinley, and numerous others. But it was a lot of fun. We do it as much as possible in and around the major NRL events when they come to Perth. And Skeet and perhaps New South Wales won that as well. They won last night. They won the all-important touch game today. And also they won the boys and girls under 19 State of Origin and the women's State of Origin. So they've had a clean sweep so far. A bit depressed about the boys' effort this morning, but all eyes now on Brizzy, July 13, Suncorp Stadium, and boy, again, it's a decider. So it's all on the table and there for the taking, and it'd be very interesting to see how the Queenslanders bounce back.
Yeah, terrific series. We love State of Origin. John, you've been integral to making sure rugby league is front and centre in this state. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
A pleasure, Skeet, and Paps, and thanks for all your support of the game, guys.
There it is. John Saxon, the CEO of NRLWA, off the back of the State of Origin last night, 44-12 in favour of New South Wales against Queensland. More of Sports Day coming your way shortly.